The criticism is that San Francisco's become a monoculture that's made it unlivable for anyone not associated with tech. But Dr. Kyle Livy, a California history professor at Ohlone College in San Francisco State, says...
We have to remember that memory is a product of the present, not a product of the past.
And our memories can become hazy. That's why we value the collective shared memories of historians. The other complaints you hear about San Francisco, there's incredible income disparity, massive homelessness, and filth. But that's the same description you would have heard about the city in the 1850s.
During the gold rush, this was a huge problem in San Francisco as its population mushroomed, as all of this capital is flowing in from the gold fields. There was crime and vice. There were lots of concerns that San Francisco was not going to be a sustainable city.
And how about right after World War II, when the city was flooded with new people? Or the beatniks of the 50s, the hippies of the 60s?
Actually, the commonality of San Francisco, the consistency of San Francisco to have these ebbs and flows of people and different ideas.
Susan Lee Taylor, KCBS.